louder the contrarians became, and the more offensive his words sounded, especially to the Jewish leaders who considered themselves guardians of public piety and ceremonial purity. But finally, even some of Jesus' own disciples began to whisper among themselves, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" Verse 60. Jesus, knowing full well what they were thinking, simply said, "Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Verses 61 through 64. Thus he declared plainly that he was using spiritual words to speak of spiritual things. He offered no exegesis of his symbolism and no clarification for the benefit of those who had already become angry with him. Their failure to grasp his meaning was a fruit of their own disbelief, he said. And John reminds us, Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. Verse 64. That, of course, is another echo of John chapter 2, verse 24. Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men. It was the end of the discourse. Jesus punctuated it with these words, "Therefore I have said to you, that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father." Verse 65. He was referring to an earlier statement, recorded in verse 44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." The implication was that wickedness and rebellion are so deeply ingrained in the character of fallen sinners that apart from divine grace, no one would ever believe. By grace are you saved. The classic text on salvation by grace is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one should boast." Let's look at those verses in their context and try to understand better how Scripture describes the salvation that is by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul's central point was God's sovereignty in graciously saving the elect. He wrote that God chose us, verse 4, predestined us, verse 5, guaranteed our adoption, verse 5, bestowed on us his grace, verse 6, redeemed us, verse 7.